They used to, before they go to war, they used to give their wife a get. And they used to say, the get should be chal from now, unless I come back at the end of the war. If I don't come back at the end of the war, the get is chal mafreya. In other words, they didn't want to have shalas or sofik igunas. He wouldn't want to have a sofik if the husband did die in the war, didn't die, he got captured, the wife at home won't know where her husband is, she remained in the guna, le'elum v'ed. So it was a takana then, that before you go to fight by David HaMelech's army, first thing you do is give your wife a get. True, it's on it tonight, that if you come back at the end of the war, the get is not chal. But if you don't come back at the end of the war, the get is chal l'mafreya. And the maisa was, Uri Achita was killed in the war. Uri Achita never came back. So it comes out that Uriah gave his wife Bathsheba get before the war started, and the get now that he died and didn't come back is chal l'mafreya. So l'maisa, when David lived with Bathsheba, she was not an Eishes Ish. L'maisa, the get was chal, because David had, Uriah was killed in the Mechama, he never came back home, so l'maisa, the get was chal l'mafreya, that's why David was mutter to her. So therefore, it's not called the Bias Avera Bechlal. Rashi, get krisas kais of lishtoi, shechas yamas umachama. We're afraid maybe he'll die in the war. Ye get me, anashim, shim yamas umachama. The get was that if he dies, if I die in the war, ye get me yam sivasai. I'm giving you get right now, it should be chal from today. And here the case was, barer meis, uriyeva machama. The meis was uriye died in the machama. So therefore it comes out that the get was chal l'mafreya way before when he first gave the get to Bathsheba. Therefore when David lived with her, she was talking mutter. Because the pasuk says, V'yasachecha tifkoy l'sholem. That your brother sent home in peace. V'yasaruvoysom tikoch. Take with you your ruvan. Take with you your ruvan. My v'yasaruvoysom tikoch. What does it mean, take your ruvosom with you? So I mean, the Pshafna Pasik is Tani Rabbi Yosef. That Dvorim Amurovim Beinola Beino. Like, take with you the get. Something that's negated to you and your wife, take it with you. In other words, give your wife a get before you go out to fight. That was the meaning there by the Mechemes Beis David. So therefore, that's the reason why David was Mutter with Bathsheba. I don't know. Right, Omar Abaye says, Afana Namitanina. We also learned like this, we're going to bring a proof now back to the first Reb Lezer. Rashi says, what? Afana Namitanina, the Toyin Pesa Pesuach Mitzasi. If the Chosin complains that he lived with her last night, and it was too open there, that she's a Pesa Pesuach, she lived with somebody else before this, is Asura love, that we believe the husband, we say he knows what he's talking about, and she's also to him. For Lo Yamrina rushes clearly, and we don't say Lo Kimle. Like that was Rav Lezer's Chiddush. The other svar would be is the Chosni is a bocha. The first time he's living with his wife, he doesn't know what he's talking about. So maybe we shouldn't. True, you think she was a pesa basurach, but for that alone, we should say maybe not. We should say she's muta. That was Rav Lezer's Chiddush. No, that if the husband complains and he thinks to his mind that it was a pesa basurach, we believe him enough that he's also to her. That was his Chiddush. So Abaye says, I'll bring you proof to this also. I'll bring you proof from the first Mishnah we learned. A riot to Reb Lezer. The first Mishnah says, Pesula Nisus the Amravi. There was a takana that a Pesula has to have a chuppah on Wednesday. So, Liyam Ravi in, Liyam Chamishaloi. The takana was Vedavka on Wednesday afternoon, and not Thursday. My timer was the reason. Mishum Mekrure Daita. Because like we said, we don't want him to cool off. Like we want him to have his first Bia Wednesday night. And if he complains that it's Pesach Pesuach, if he complains that there was problems there, she lived with a man before this and she's also to him, we want the husband to fast, go to bed, and right away the next morning and complain and not calm down. Like if he has the Bia Thursday night, so he can't go to bed until the first next Monday, by that time he'll calm down, he'll start thinking it over, most probably she's Mutter, most probably she didn't do anything wrong. We're afraid, we don't want that to happen. So therefore the Mishnah says, we want the chuppah b'davka to take place Wednesday afternoon, because then the first bia will be Wednesday night, and if you have complaints, you go to bed on Thursday morning. Now, ulamai, what are we afraid about? Trash ulamai kofti rabbonin imikrara daita. What is the rabbonin so afraid about if he calms down? What's going to be so wrong even if the husband calms down? If it's a question that negate hilchos ksuba, like this, the husband complains she's a bula, she doesn't deserve a $200. I married you, I thought you were a psula, I wrote up a ksuba of $200, and now I have pesach psuach that you're a bula, you don't deserve the 200. So shayla lady, if you get 100, you get 0. But if that's the problem, that the husband really shouldn't have to give her the $200. And what's going to happen if he calms down? What's going to be so gefelach if he calms down? Now, worst comes to worst, later, he'll give her $200. So for the Gemara, Nesiv lo, Gzuntait, let the husband give her $200. Like, what do we care so much? He'll calm down. He'll, what's going to be? She only deserves to get $100. And now that he calms down, he'll give her $200. What's so gefelach? If he wants to give her $200 on himself, Gzuntait, go ahead and give it. For that, Bezdin wouldn't make a special takana that you have to have the first beer Wednesday night to run to Bezdin the next morning. If it's only a problem with Ksuba, we wouldn't be so bothered. Elo avad the pshat is loisrolov. That avad the pshat is when the husband tain is pesah besuach, that now lemaisa she's usher on him. We're afraid maybe she's a soita. Maybe she had beer with a man tacht of this last when she's after the kedushin. This last 12 months. So what do you see? You see clearly that if the husband says Pesach Pesuach, we believe the husband, and she becomes also to him. Therefore, we want Badafka, when he's still angry at her, he should go to bed in the next morning. And otherwise, we're afraid maybe you calm down the next 2 days, he'll decide not to go to Bezdin. And then we're afraid to live with her the rest of his life, when really she's also to him. So you see clearly, writes Reb Lezer, that when the husband says Pesach Pesuach, we believe him, and she's also to him. Now the Gemara says now, Udukotoyin Taina. It has to be that the husband is complaining. Now, what is he complaining about? Like we'll soon see, there are two ways the husband could complain. What's his complaint? My love, aren't we talking about the Katoyan Tainas Pesach Psuach? We're talking about in the case like Reb Lezer. In other words, there's no problem of dam. We're not talking about that the husband complains he didn't see the dam there. Either like Rashi says, it's a special mishpacha here that doesn't have dam altogether, or else the case is they lost the mapa. The sheet there, they lost. He can't tell whether it was dam or not. That's not the problem. The problem is only the husband says, I felt Pesach Pesuach. I felt that it was too open there, and they have a complaint that she lived with a man before this. So you see clearly, if that's the pshat in our first Mishnah, that the husband is believed. We believe the husband that his wife was a Pesach Pesuach, and he's talking also to her. And that's why we want him fast to go to bed the Thursday morning, and don't calm down. So it's a raya to Reb Lezer. As it's a raya, we don't say the husband doesn't know what he's talking about. No. If he says Pesach Pesuach, we talk and believe him. So Gemara says, Loi, from our first Mishnah, you can't bring any proof to Reb Lezer. I'll tell you the pshat from our first Mishnah is, the Kotoyin Tainis Domim. I'll tell you our first Mishnah is talking about a case that you live with your wife and you had the sheet underneath there. And right after the beer, your friends came in and checked out the sheet and they found there was no dam there. And it's talking about a normal case, a normal lady that's supposed to have dam. So since she's supposed to have dam, here it's a good taina. That's a taina's vadai. Like here you can't say the husband doesn't know what he's talking about. You look at the sheet, you saw no dam there, that's a good complaint. So that's why maybe the first Mishnah wants us to go to Bezdin the next morning. But it could be, if there wouldn't be a problem of the blood, there'll only be a problem what the Chosin says, Pesach Pesuach, maybe the Loch is not like Reb Lezer. Maybe for that, Bezdin wouldn't care about either. Because we'll say he doesn't know what he's talking about. So it could be you have no Raya to Reb Lezer from our first Mishnah. Om Rav Yudah Mashmuel. Hoima Pesach Pesuach Metzosi, Nemon Lasidik Subasa. So the way Rashi learns is very good. Reb Yudah is like arguing on Reb Lezer, saying another Kiddush. Reb Lezer before only spoke about Neman Loisrolov, that Ashav Yanafsha, your wife is also to you. But he says, for Ksuba, Rashi learns, Reb Lezer hold, he's not believed. Reb Yudah is saying a bigger Kiddush. From Reb Yudah Mashmuel, that if the husband complains, Pesach Pesuach, we believe him so much that she doesn't get a Ksuba. We believe him 100% that she lived with somebody else before this, and she's not a Psula, she doesn't deserve to get a $200. So I'm a Reb Yosef, Mike Mashmuel, what's your Kiddush? Like, what are you telling me, Chiddush, again, that you believe the husband, Vadai, he knows what he's talking about? For Akmatanina, we learned like this already, next Mishnah. It says later, Hoi chol eitzel chomov, B'Yehuda, whenever you let the chosin go to his father-in-law's house. In other words, this was during that 12-month period that first they made Kedushin, and then they used to wait 12 months till they made the chuppah. So in Yehuda, if the chosam would go visit his wife, his kala, in his father's house, in a father's house by the chomov, is shalai b'edim, if he ever left them alone there, so there's no edim with them together, is einu yochol litan tainas pesulim. Later, b'shas t'chupah, if the chosam complains then that she has no dam, no pesulim, he's not believed. Why? Because in Yehuda, the minhag was, b'vnei shemisiyachad ima, because they had yichud together. In Yehuda, we spoke out that there was a gzeira of the goyim, that the king made a gzeira that the kala has to live with the king first. So kids in Yehuda, they wanted then that the chosam and kala should live together first, in order that she should love her chosam very much, that then when the king lives with them, she'll only do it b'aynis and not b'rotzen. So in Yehuda, there was a special thing. We're afraid that any time the chosam was alone with the kala during those 12 months, we're afraid they live together, and therefore, if the shasta chupa later, the husband complains that there was no tainus pesulim, we don't believe him, because we say, you know, she lived with, she lived with you. So the ik is b'Yehuda hudalay matzitoyin. Only in Yehuda, since there the minig was to have yichud together, to live together, there the chosin can't complain the night of the chupa that she has no pesulim. Hold the golu, but mashm in other places where the minig was, they did not let the chosin and kala live together, and the Avada were not afraid they did, is Motzitoyin, then we say, B'shas T'chupa, if the Chosin complains, like Pesach B'suach, then we believe the Chosin. What are we talking about over there? Eli Yisraelov, if it's a question that he's saying that she's also to me, so be Yehuda my loy, if the question is that he's tiny Pesach B'suach, or Tainis B'sulim, that the husband is complaining that she lived with another man, that means that the husband is telling us that he did not live with her. That's what I say now, she lived with another man. That's why she's also to me. So if that's what the husband is complaining about, even in Yehuda, he should also be believed. Like there's a klal of Shav Yanashach Dichad Yisura. The husband should be, for himself, he should be believed. True, we're afraid maybe the chosin lived with her. But if the chosin himself tells Bezdin Shino, I'm telling you, I did not live with her. And that's why I was surprised last night when I had the chuppah and lived with her the first time, I found Pesach B'suach. So I have a complaint that she lived with another man. So if that's the chosin's complaint, why shouldn't he be believed? Even in Yehuda should be believed. Because Lofi, what he's saying, she's takosah to him. And there's a klal of Shav Yanashach Dichad Yisura. On yourself, you're believed. You have to be chumrah. So if so, why isn't he believed in Yehuda? Ella laughs, you have to answer me. You know what the Mishnah over there is talking about. Over there the case is, are you nemer or not, for her sake, that she loses the ksuba. That we say in Yehuda, we don't believe the chosin. Even though the chosin complains now and says, no, I never lived with her. She lived with somebody else. She doesn't deserve the ksuba of $200. That's very good. We don't believe the chosin. Because we're afraid that you did live with her. Why are you saying now you didn't? Because you don't want to pay her a ksuba. So then we don't believe you. So you see, when the chosin tain is pesach pesuach, he's believed that she loses a ksuba. So now Mar says, with the katoyin taina, it had to be that the husband complained something. What did he complain? My love, the katoyin tain is pesach pesuach, doesn't it mean to say in Yehuda, the diak is that in Yehuda not, but in Golul he's believed. That you see where in Golul the husband is believed, that if he says the first night of the chuppah, he found that it be a pesach pesuach. It was too open there. That she lived with a man before this. She was a bula, not a psula. You see that the husband is believed. How far? Even for the ksuba? So Chortzaraya for the next Mishnah to Rav Yehuda Mashmul, and Chort should be a kasha and Rav Lez also. So the next Mishnah you see clearly that when you say Pesach Pesuach, the husband is believed that she does not get a ksuba. That's why we make a difference between Yehuda and Golul. In Yehuda we say we don't believe the husband, because we're afraid the husband himself lived with her before. But in Gola, where we don't have the chash that he lived with her, the husband is believed to say that she lived with another man, and therefore I'm not going to give you a ksuba. So you see, even for Hilchus ksuba, the husband is believed when he says Pesach Pesuach. So who is the right of Yudah Mashmul, and it's a kasha in Rab Leza. Sumar says, Loi, from that Mishnah you have no proof and you have no kasha. I'll tell you again, Loi, the Kotorian Tainus Domin. The next Mishnah is talking about that the chosin complains that the first night of the chuppah, we had the sheet there, and afterwards I checked out the sheet and there was no dam there. So that's my proof that she lived with another man before this. So that, like everybody agrees, that's like a tiny you can't disagree with. He has like Edomir, he has the sheet, and there's no blood on the sheet. So So it's a proof that Lechura she lived with another man. So in such a case, everybody would believe the husband that she doesn't deserve the ksuba. But our machlokes here is where there's no problem of the sheet. Either they lost the sheet, or else she's a lady that bechlal doesn't have dam. That the husband only complains pesach pesuach. That's like a machlokes. Reb Lezer Yehuda Amar Shmuel. If you believe the chasan or not, Reb Lezer says if you say pesach pesuach, we don't believe you enough for the ksuba. To make her lose the ksuba, we're afraid you don't know what you're talking about, and you're not believed for the ksuba. You only believed on yourself. Shai v'nashach tichad yisura. And Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, no, a digger chiddush, that the husband is believed, he knows what he's talking about. And we believe him that she loses a ksuba. Mavaita. It mamarav Nachman Amar Shmuel.